It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. And this morning, our Green Visions coincides with our League of Women Voters feature, kind of like two great minds with but a single thought. Joining us on the line this morning is Devin Hovey. She's the co-chair of the Duluth League of Women Voters Natural Resources Committee. Hey, Devin, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, Lisa. Good morning. How are you?
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. The League of Women Voters is putting together an event for tomorrow at Denfeld High School. Starts at 7 p.m. and it's part of the Bag It movement here in Duluth. Jamie Harvey was our guest a while back and he told us a little bit about it. Tell us about this event tomorrow.
Sure. Well, the Bag It event tomorrow is helping promote the Bag It movement in Duluth. And it's a film that's going to be showed that's promoting the reduction of plastic use in our communities. And it's a way for us to help educate the public and help start the conversation on how we can move forward.
Now, is the idea, Bag It obviously is focusing mainly on plastic grocery bags. Mm-hmm. But the scope is expanded a little bit. The idea is there's a lot of plastic that maybe we use that we don't need to. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Well, we have our single-use plastic bags that you can get in grocery stores that are just handed out, as well as styrofoam containers that are handed out as your to-go containers in restaurants, as well as plastic silverware and straws and anything that's considered one-time use that we really don't need to be using every day.
And of course, there's also a conversation about the ubiquitous water bottles. The water that we pay perhaps a little more than we really need for, and the fact that our tap water is really, really good just as it is. So there's that plastic bottle thing, too, in there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So what are you hoping that people attend the event tomorrow and they enjoy the movie, and what are you hoping that they, A, take away from the event, and B, what kinds of behavior changes are you hoping for?
Well, we really hope that people attend the film and it gets them to think about their actions that they're and what they're using every day. It gets them to realize that maybe they don't need to take a grocery bag every time or take single-use bags every time they go to the grocery store, and to help them to remember to bring their reusable ones, and just to spark ideas of how we can move forward with how to reduce our plastic use in our everyday lives. And I guess ways to move forward is to help talk about the ordinance that we're helping support to bring to Duluth, and to help people understand why we're really supporting this and why we're really pushing this ordinance. And we want everyone's questions answered, so we're really hoping that people watch the film and have some questions for our experts afterwards to help them fully understand why we're really pushing this movement.
Now, the ordinance says that there would be a charge for plastic. There'd be a surcharge for plastic bags and for the styrofoam takeout containers, that kind of thing. Is that right?
Yes, it is right.
Okay. And there's more information about the movement and the proposed ordinance available at Bag It Duluth. And there's also a Facebook page. We'll get a couple of links set up so it'll be easy for people to find.
Right. And there's also a link on the League of Women Voters online site as well.
Oh, great. We'll make sure we include that also.
Perfect.
Devin, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you. Devin Hovey is the co-chair of the Duluth League of Women Voters Natural Resources Committee and our guest this morning for our League of Women Voters feature, which we cleverly combined with Green Visions this morning. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. And Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.